Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie, dramatized in four acts by Philip Glassborough. Act 3, An Awfully Big Adventure.
On the rock for a moment. Just up on this ledge and...
Look, draw your sword and face me.
Pan, you have the advantage. You're higher up the rock than I.
I am king of the castle.
Won't you give me a hand up, boy, so we're fairly matched?
I'll give you a fair fight. Here's my hand.
Thank you.
Oh, you bit me!
It's fair in love and war, Pan. Now take that and that. And now for the coup de grace.
Boys, you hear me? Not chasing the pirates. Wendy! Oh, no, the mermaids have got her. Wendy, here's my hand.
Time.
Why? Get over my hand! Oh, Peter, the mermaids, they were trying to drown me. I'm sorry. I can't pull you further up the rock. Peter, you're hurt.
Hook. The rock is getting smaller, Peter. Soon the water will be over it.
Yes.
We must go.
But why do you keep tussling my hair, Wendy?
I don't.
I wonder who is then.
Tink. Tink, is that you?
No, Peter, look. It's Michael's kite. The tail's hanging down and brushing your head as if it was saying, can I be of any use?
Michael's guide?
Michael's guide? It lifted Michael off the ground. Why couldn't it carry you, Wendy?
Peter, both of us.
It can't lift two. Michael and Curly tried, but it might take you.
I won't go without you. I know... We could draw lots, which is to stay behind.
And you, a lady, never!
Oh, Peter! I wish I could give you a kiss.
You did give me one.
Oh, no, I mean a thimble. I mean... Peter, what are you doing?
Tying you safe to the kite tail.
But Peter...
Goodbye, Wendy!
Peter, please come with me. Oh, it's too late. Peter, hold on to the stake. Perhaps the water won't reach that high. Peter, you won't die, will you? What will you do?
To die? To die will be an awfully big adventure.
Oh, Peter.
You silly never bird. These waters are treacherous.
Look, you're paddling your nest the wrong way.
The safest shore is over there.
Oh, get into the nest. You can drift ashore. I'm too tired to bring it any further against the tide, so you must try to swim out to it. Understand?
What about your eggs?
My dear little eggies. Oh, well, I won't look.
Would they be happy in this old pirate hat, do you think? It should float all right. It seems pretty ship-shape.
Yes, Peter. Yes, pop them in.
There you go, little eggs.
Yes, it floats.
Well...
You get in the nest. I will sit on the hat. And Bob's your uncle.
All of the good ship never burn nest. Now,
I'll pull out the stake from the top of the rock. That should make a good mast. And for a sail, well, that's my shirt. Yes, and with a good tailwind, I should be home in no time.
How does it work, Peter?
It's simple, John. The only way down into the house underground is through the secret doors.
What secret doors?
Can't you see them?
No, where are they?
Look, what is this?
A hollow tree.
Hollow tree. Hollow tree, how are you?
Hollow tree. Hello, Peter.
Now, you just tap the bark like this and find the little catch. Hey, presto!
Oh,
Slightly, this is your tree, isn't it? Will you kindly give us a demonstration?
Of course, Peter. Look, John, you see, you nip in like this.
Then you stand still for a moment, then join your breath at the top, and down you go at exactly the right speed. Smooth, isn't it? Then to come back up, you just sort of, well, breathe in and out in a certain way. And up you pop like a cork. See?
Look, here's a tree that might fit you, John. Have a practice. I'll see you later.
Come on, John.
Come on.
Time for tea, children.
Come and sit at the table.
Oh, really? Yay!
Whoa!
I'm starving.
Food over.
What are we having?
Where's the food?
Oh, we're having pretend food tonight, Michael.
Can't we have some real food?
There isn't any. We'll just pretend to eat, all right?
But I'm really hungry.
Well, just pretend you're not hungry. Where is Peter anyway?
He's upstairs visiting the Redskin camp, having a powwow.
Princess Tiger Lily is very grateful for Peter for saving her life. That's why they're guarding us from the pirates.
Yeah.
She calls him Great White Father.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
She keeps wanting to rub noses with him all the time.
Ooh. Does she indeed?
Yeah.
I'll have to have a word with him about that. Oh, children, I hear your father's footsteps.
Oh, good
news. He's upstairs.
Princess Tiger Lily's braves protecting the downstairs wigwam from the pirates.
Great White Father saved Tiger Lily from pirates. Now, Redskins, very good friends with Lost Boys. No, let pirates hurt you. Tiger Lily has spoken.
Lula, Lula. Great big little panther has spoken.
And Great White Father has spoken.
Well, see you tomorrow.
Great White Father, rub noses with Tiger Lily.
Yes.
All right.
Peter, is that you, dear?
I'll be right down.
The children are waiting, dear.
Bye, Tiger Lily. The Redskins boys.
Oh. Hello, Wendy.
Father's tired.
Oh.
Don't jump all over him at once, children. Go and get your nighties on.
I know they're excitable tonight, but boys will be boys.
I was just thinking, it's only pretend, isn't it, that I am their father?
Oh, yes, only pretend.
Oh, you.
What are your exact feelings for me, Peter?
Those of an adorable son, Wendy.
Yes, I thought so.
You are so strange. Tiger Lily is just the same. There's something she wants to be to me, but she says it's not my mother.
No, I'm quite sure it isn't.
Well, what is it then?
It isn't for a lady to tell.
It isn't for a lady to tell. Oh, get madam.
Well, perhaps Dink wants to be my mother.
Silly ass.
For once, I almost agree with her.
Here we are, mother.
Another story you promised us.
Yes, sorry.
As soon as we were in bed.
Well, as far as I can see, Nibs, you are not in bed. Oh. Nor indeed are any of you.
Here now.
Very well, then. Once upon... Once upon a time, there was a gentleman.
Oh, I like this story.
I wish you'd been a lady.
Oh, I wish you'd been a white rat. I like white rats.
Quiet, please, you rumpustuous boys. There was a lady also.
Oh, good.
Was there a white rat also as well?
Nibs. The gentleman's name was Mr. Darling, and the lady's name was Mrs. Darling.
Ooh. I knew them.
I think I knew them.
They were married, you know. And what do you think they had?
White rats!
No, Nibs. 3 children and a faithful nurse called Nana.
What a funny name!
The Pushing Twins!
But one day, the children flew away to the Neverland where the Lost Boys are.
I just thought they did. I don't know how it is. But I just thought they did.
Oh, Wendy, was one of the Lost Boys called Tootles?
Yes, he was.
Yay! I'm in a story. Nibs, I'm in a story.
A little less noise there, please. A little less noise.
Consider the feelings of the unhappy parents with all their empty beds.
It's awfully sad.
I don't see how I can have a happy ending, Nibs. Do you?
I'm frightfully anxious.
But if you knew how great is a mother's love, you would have no fear. You see, our heroine knew that her mother would always leave the nursery window open for her progeny to fly back by. So they stayed away for years and years and had a lovely time.
The end.
Didn't they ever go home?
Yes. Yes. One fine day they flew back through the window. And pen cannot inscribe the happy scene over which we draw a veil.
No!
What's the matter, Peter? Where does it hurt?
It isn't that kind of pain. Oh, Wendy, you are wrong about mothers. Long ago, I thought, just like you, my mother would always keep the window open for me. So I stayed away for moons and moons and moons and then flew back. But the window was barred. For my mother had forgotten all about me. And there was another little boy sleeping in my bed.
What?
Wendy, let's go home.
But are you sure mothers are like that, Peter?
Quite sure.
John, Michael.
Look, I'm to leave us, Wendy.
We must.
Not tonight.
At once.
You're going?
Yes, Peter. Please, will you make the necessary arrangement?
If you like. Please. I'll just go up to the surface and tell the Redskins.
You're really going, Michael?
Yes, I think so, Tootles. I'm suddenly feeling homesick.
So am I.
But this is your home.
And I'm sick of it. That was just a little joke to cheer you up.
Wendy, we simply won't let you go. That's all there is to it. We'll keep you prisoner or hold you hostage or something.
But Nibs, Tootles, I appeal to you for help.
I am just Tootles, and nobody takes any notice of me. But the first who does not behave towards Wendy, I will blood him severely.
Very well then, Wendy. Go in peace.
Thank you, Nibs. Thank you, Tootles.
Wendy? I told the Braves to guide you through the forest as flying tires you so.
Dear boys, if you would all like to come with me, I feel almost sure that Mother and Father will adopt you.
Yay!
But Wendy, there would never be room for us all, would there?
Well, we may have to put some beds in the drawing room. But they could always be hidden behind screens on first Thursdays when the curate comes for tea.
Yes.
Of course. That's just what I was going to suggest.
Oh. Peter, may we go?
All right.
Get your clothes, everyone. And now, Peter, you must take your medicine before we set off. Just 2 little drops in a glass of water. Here we are. Well, go and get your things, Peter. I'll help you pack.
No, I'm not going with you, Wendy.
Yes, Peter.
No, we're ready.
Not everything.
You're not coming.
Peter? Not coming?
Why, Peter?
I just want always to be a little boy and to have fun.
But Peter...
Now then, no fuss. No blubbering. I do hope if you find your mothers, you will like them. Off you go now. Tink. Either way.
But Peter,
yes?
You will remember about changing your flannels.
Yes.
And your medicine? You will take your medicine, Peter?
Yes.
Promise?
Promise.
Well then, off you go, everyone.
Wait, wait. Sounds like a pirate attack. Listen. Shh. The Redskins are fighting back.
How goes the battle, Starkey?
A massacre, Captain. They didn't stand a chance.
The others have all run away. Shall we go?
Go? But the night's work is not yet over, Smee.
No, Captain, the Redskins are defeated.
Oh, they were only the bees to be smoked. Now, I want the honey.
The honey?
Silence, I must think. What's the honor there, Smee?
Well, Starkey, I'd lay odds. It's the Peter Pan he's after.
Peter Pan?
Yes, it is a cockiness that makes a captain's hook twitch so, and it bothers him in the night like an irritating insect.
Indeed. I have it, Smee. The mushroom we found. Take off the lid. We'll hear what the dear children are plotting below.
Aye, aye, Captain.
All quiet above. The fighting must be over. But who's won, Peter?
If the Redskins have won, they will beat the Tom-Tom. Two beats on the Tom-Tom, that's always their signal for victory.
Did you hear that, Smee?
Aye, Captain, but the Redskins haven't won. We've taken them all prisoner, so they can't beat the Tom-Tom.
No, Smee, they can't beat the Tom-Tom, but you can.
Oh, can I? You mean me, Smee, but why?
Try it and see.
The Tom-Tom!
An Indian victory!
Oh, Captain, I see it now. You're a genius, you are.
Don't we know that? Right! A man to the mouth of each tree, and wait. As the children emerge, bundle them up quick, bind them, gag them, and stack them by this sumac tree.
Yes, sir. Peter
Pan! Leave him to me.
Aye, aye. Aye, aye. Aye, aye. Aye, aye. A two! Three! All right, four and five together. Ah, that must be the twins. Six, seven, eight, and... Mother... All the prisoners are prison correct, Captain, except for Pan.
Carry them along in the little house. Bundle them in, lock the door, shoulder it high in me heart.
Hey, boys, load them into the house. We can carry it like a coffin.
Hatchet, Bucko! Bundle down the hatchet! A cage full of children!
Boys, dig up! And up to the ship we go! Alone. Good. I've guessed the secret of these doors. The tree trunks must lead down to the house below. Oh, clever hook. Now, which of these trees will take me? This one. The bottom of the shaft.
Stab me, because I can't budge. East or west, north or south. The passageway's too narrow for me.
Is he here? Now my eyes grow accustomed to the gloom. I see him.
So far! How can I strike him with no room to swing at?
He turns and settles back to sleep.
That boy's so infernally cocky!
Wait. A little glass by the bed. He's made.
out. I can just breathe it. Fate, this is my moment. Hidden in my cloak, lest I should ever be taken alive, is a tiny fragment of deadly poison. 5 drops in his glass, each toxic, venomous drop, fatal enough to kill off an army, and that makes an end of Pan. One, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, Peter Pan poisoned. How killingly funny.
The tree again? No one will ever be any the wiser. But as the old saying goes, dead men tell no tales.
Tink, is that you? Hold on, I'll open the door.
The Redskins lost. Wendy and the boys have been captured by the pirates.
I'll rescue them. Just let me sharpen my sword.
Peter, listen. Don't drink the medicine.
Oh, yes, my medicine. I haven't forgotten. I'll take it in a minute. I promised Wendy I would take it.
Don't drink it, Peter. It's poisoned. While you were asleep.
What? Who could have poisoned it? Anyway, I didn't fall asleep. I'm going to take my medicine, Tink, and there is nothing you can do.
What are you...
Tink, you're drinking my medicine. Stop! Oh, you've drunk it all. Tink, what's the matter with you? Was it really... Oh, Tink, you drank it to save me?
But why?
Tink. The light has gone so faint now. If it goes out, Tink! What? Your voice is so low, I can hardly hear you. You might get well again if children believe in fairies, but I look, if you can hear me, anyone, say quick that you believe in fairies. Just say it in your heart. I believe, and clap your hands. If just one person somewhere who hears me will believe and clap their hands, I'm sure Tink will get well again. Those who didn't clap later. Now, to rescue Wendy!
Wendy? I feel sick again.
Oh, Tink! Come on, to the ship!
How still the night is.
Now is the hour when children in their homes are abed, their lips bright brown with the good night's chocolate, their tongues drowsily searching for belated vickies housed insecurely on their shining cheeks. Compare with them, the children on this boat, about to walk the plank. Split my infinitives, but it's my hour of triumph. Pan killed, and all the boys about to walk the plank.
Brings a warm glow to your heart, does it, Captain?
No, it doesn't, Smee.
Oh.
Some disky spirit compels me now to make my dying speech, lest when dying there may be no time for it. All mortals envy me. Yet better perhaps for Hook to have had less ambition.
Oh, fame, fame, thou glittering bauble! In striving for thee, what happier fate have I foregone? No little children love me. I am told when they play at Peter Pan, the strongest always chooses to be Peter. They force the baby to be Hook. The baby! That is where the canker gnaws. No bicarbonate of soda, though I say it with my last breath.
Are all the prisoners chained, Duke, so they can't fly away?
Aye, aye, sir. Then hoist them up on deck.
Bring them up from the hold. Let them on. Tumble up, you ungentlemanly lubbers.
Silence! Now then, you bullies. Six of you walk the plank tonight. But I have room for two cabin boys. Which of you is it to be? You boy, you look as if you had a little pluck in you. Just never want to be a pirate, me hearty.
Well, actually, sir, yes. When I was at school, I once thought of calling myself Red-Handed Jack.
Oh, well, a fine name, too. Oh, we'd call you that here if you joined us.
What do you think, Michael?
What name would you give me if I joined?
Well, what would you say to Blackbeard Joe?
Good. I'm can I bring my teddy bear?
Yeah, yes.
Goody. John, what do you think?
Wait, Michael. Would we still be respectful subjects of the king?
Yeah. You would have to swear down with the king.
Then I refuse.
And I refuse too.
You little...
God save the king! Yeah!
Silence! That seals your doom! Bring up their mother! Get the plank ready!
You don't bring up a mother. A mother brings up children.
Make a pasta di planta to the pupa!
Here she is, Captain. The mother. Bless her.
Pray unhand me.
So, my beauty, you have come to see your children walk the plank.
Are they to die?
They are. Silence! Oh, for a mother's last words to her children.
Last words? Dear boys, I feel that I have a message for you from your real mothers. And it is this. We hope our sons will die like English gentlemen.
I'm going to do what my mother hopes. What are you going to do, John?
What my mother hopes. What are you going to do, Michael?
What my mother...
Enough, I say. Tie their mother up. Lash her to the mainmast. Chateau, have you made fast the plank to the poop?
Si, Capitano, I've made a faster di pupa to the planka.
Warms the cockles of my heart to see dear old Johnny Plank again. Well, you bilge rats, what are you waiting for? Over the side with the what's that? Did you hear it? It's me. The croc's me. It's the croc. It's the croc. The crocodile!
You've been listening to Peter Pan by J.M. Barrie, dramatized by Philip Glassborough. Starring Toya Wilcox as Peter Pan, Ron Moody as Captain Hook and Mr. Darling, Georgina Cates as Wendy, Roy Hard as Smee, June Whitfield as Mrs. Darling, Chris Emmett as Starkey, Simon Treves as Bill Jukes, Polly March as Tinkerbell, Eve Karpf as Tiger Lily, Graham Hoadley as Checo, Mervyn Stutter as Noodler, James Cohen as John, Justin Webb as Michael, Max Rottersley as Slightly, Freddie White as Tootles, Ken Gordon as Nibs, James Daly as Curly, and Carla Prosser as Jane. The music was composed and performed by Wilfredo Acosta. The technical realization was by Alec Hale Munro and Paul Arnold, and the Dolby Surround mix by Paul Dealey. Peter Pan was produced and directed by Dirk Maggs.